When it comes to reopening Wisconsin's K-12 schools this fall, there are still many unknowns. Both public and private school leaders testified to the Assembly Education Committee on Wednesday for 7 hours about the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. And WUWM education reporter Emily Files brings us some of that conversation.
The school leaders told lawmakers that when they surveyed families about the upcoming school year, most parents say they want their kids to return to the classroom. Jill Underley is superintendent of the rural Pecatonica Area School District, southwest of Madison.
Ideally, we would love to be back in school 5 days a week. We know that's how kids learn best. And we also know that until kids are in school, our economy can't reopen because parents can't go back to work.
But the logistics of bringing kids back to the classroom are complicated because of the risk of coronavirus transmission. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction released guidelines to inform districts' decisions. They include models for hybrid learning, for example, having half of students in school Monday, Tuesday, and the other half Thursday, Friday. When students aren't in the classroom, they would do online school. DPI Senior Policy Advisor Jennifer Kamerud emphasized that all of these decisions are up to local leaders.
We expect schools to reopen in the fall. How they reopen will be dependent on local school districts. But schools have to be prepared that they may need to have a remote learning scenario. They may be closed by their local health authority. That can happen. They may decide to close themselves. That can happen.
DPI's guidance received some criticism from Assembly Education Committee Chair Jeremy Thiesfeldt about not including a five-day-a-week in-person option. Laura Gutierrez echoed that critique. She's executive director of United Community Center in Milwaukee, which runs 2 independent charter schools.
And it was surprising that none of these scenarios suggested finding a way to educate our students every day with in-person learning, which we all know is the most effective to teach students with all needs. This is what our parents are asking for, and this is what our students need. We will continue to fight to give them that.
Gutierrez said her schools are going to have face-to-face instruction 5 days a week. Most schools and districts are still working on their plans for fall, and they're sorting through all the costs of COVID-19 precautions. For example, needing more buses to space students apart, additional teachers to make hybrid in-person online learning work, and laptops and internet hotspots for students. Schools are receiving some federal relief from the CARES Act, but they still have major financial concerns, including whether state aid will be cut to make up for a loss in tax revenue. Here's South Milwaukee Superintendent Jeff Weiss.
A budget repair bill during the 2021 school year that cuts school funding will cause schools to reduce services and make a tough situation significantly worse.
The legislators on the committee didn't talk about plans for specific legislation that could help schools. But some did say that even though schools are dealing with an unprecedented situation, the state still needs to hold them accountable for student learning. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.